Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 23rd consecutive live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day today, 2019. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone. Bob Dino Schneider is our guest, and he's been hanging out with us now for almost 20 years. He's in his 20th year with us. He's the founder of the Dino Schneider Group, which is one of the top leadership organizations on the planet. His Rolodex, if you're not in his Rolodex, then he knows everyone. Bob is the author of several books, including Power and Influence, Moses CEO, A Time for Heroes, on and on. You get the picture. He's a real thinker and a great mind. And I'm thankful that Bob Dinsnyder is my friend. Bob, thanks again for being here. I want to say that America is a thankful nation. Warts and all, Bob, when we're dysfunctional with each other, you know, we're like a family, right? We fight with each other, but fundamentally, we're a grateful nation. I love that term. And we were talking about the military earlier. Whenever the color guard hands the flag to the wife or the mother or the child of a fallen hero at the graveside, and they say, on behalf of a grateful nation, this America is a grateful nation, and that's an ideal. Isn't America more of an ideal than it is terra firma?
Jim, the last 90 seconds or 120 seconds of this show may have been the most moving part of the show in the entire year. Yes. America is lucky. America is fortunate. America does set an example. But that's because we all realize a greater ideal. And we're looking at what Reagan called that city on the hill. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for. We're getting closer every day. Are there problems? Absolutely. Are there issues with the police and brutality? Occasionally, but not that often. Are there educational problems? Yeah, but you know something? We still have a great workforce that has been trained and educated.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have hospitals and medical care that is a question? Oh, sure, but our medical care is the best in the world. And so
you have to say compared to what, right? When we talk about America, when we nitpick about America, we have to say compared to what, right?
Exactly. I would not want to live in the Czech Republic. I would not want to live in China or India. Yeah. I'd not want to get up in the morning wondering where my breakfast is going to come from. I wouldn't want any of those things. I wouldn't want to walk down the street in fear. Mm-hmm. I'd want to be able to call a cop if I needed one.
Well, you know, you've traveled abroad. I've traveled abroad. And there are all kinds of little examples of things in other countries that people over here point to. Well, we should be more like Sweden about that. We should be more like Chile about that. We should be more like whatever about that. But though, when you pull those one-offs out of those countries, that's really not a good argument, because when you've traveled abroad and you're immersed in the midst of all the totality of those countries, and you've spent your life in America, it's not just that you're not familiar with it, it's just that you realize the totality of America is an ideal that's special and we should be thankful for. What do you think?
When Americans travel abroad, they see the best abroad has to offer. That's about 0.1% of what's abroad, because the rest of what's abroad is not so good. When Americans come home, many of them just kiss the ground that we've got right here. We're so lucky. We don't have one group of people. We have a wide group of people. We don't have a few opportunities. We have millions of opportunities. Trump has created, his people have created, thousands of jobs that weren't there before. Mm-hmm. He's bringing jobs back to the United States. This is really something that what's going on.
It really is. And Bob, in my career, I've been around a long time, as you know. I've never seen an economy and an optimism on Main Street. Now, I'm talking about on Main Street, like we have right now. Have you?
It's an extraordinary renaissance. The shopkeeper, the guy running the deli, all the people on Main Street, they're making it work. They're making it work.
Yeah, it's really something. And you know, the other thing that I want to come back to thankfulness, I still remember when the South Asia tsunami happened, Europeans found out that the United States government was slow to react to giving to that part of the world. And we were excoriated in the press for what our country did. But what was left out was that Americans, through our own charities, had just swamped the rest of the world's governments with regard to what we had done for the South Asia. They left out the part that the people of America were thankful enough to share what we had with the people of South Asia. That was left out of those reports. What do you think?
I don't think there's a crisis in the world, not one, where Americans as people have not stepped up through their church, through their charities, through their hospitals, through their organizations and education, have not stepped up and done something. And I'm really proud of it. And you are part of that, by the way.
You know, when a while back I manned some of the Salvation Army pots outside of a department store, and I would see people walking up that didn't look like they had anything. They looked literally like they were almost homeless. And I would see them walk across the parking lot toward me, out of their way, and put a dollar in the thing and look at me and say, those people helped me last year.
That's the name of the game. That's how Americans operate.
And I felt like it was his last dollar he put in there. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Bob Dittleschneider. We're talking about being thankful on this Thanksgiving Day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.